I think that we started quite bright, and to find yourself 1-0 up, you can look at that and say, you know, from 1-0 up, I was hoping that we'd push on and have that drive after a very good on Saturday to turn around and continue and go on and win the game. But, you know, we never really reached the heights after going 1-0 up, which I was hoping to, and, you know, I wasn't 100% happy at half-time, I must be honest. So after the start, what we had, I think it was a great opportunity for us, as I say, against a team who've, you know, got a very good result on Saturday, don't get me wrong, but their current form, overall, it was the ideal start, what we wanted, and we never pushed on from that. And I said to the boys at half-time that the last 20 minutes of the first half wasn't up to the standard in respect of work rate and drive, what we needed to have to ask enough questions. And I knew it would be a tough game second half. And, you know, being fair to them, they got the ball forward quickly. We're picking a lot more second balls up. But in the meantime, we had a few chances as well to win the game. Two or three good chances in good positions to ask questions. Michael Cheek, I know he's got took his goal very well, but he found himself on a one-on-one against the goalkeeper, where I think from where I was, I thought he was going to put it across the goalkeeper, but he's gone to the near post. And there was a couple of headers that went across the box there. And another day, someone gets on the end of him, swinging himself. And, you know, the game becomes a little bit stretched on an heavy pitch. And, you know, very interesting, really, seeing it, our fourth game in 10 days. You know, you see certain things, you look at certain things out there in respect of, you know, where we are. And they've got a cheap free kick given to them. There's no doubt about that. And all credit to the lad. It's a great free kick, because where I was standing, I thought, if anything, Nathan Ashmore looked that he was too far over to our side. You know, that side where the ball's gone. But it's a great free kick. It's in the top corner. Then all of a sudden you lose Dave Wingfield, your skipper, after, you know, whether that had a little bit impact in the first half, I don't know, in respect to that we lost Andy Jury after 20-odd minutes, and whether that came into it, I don't know. But then you lose Dave Wingfield and you've got your three subs on, and it's one each, and they got their tails up a little bit, and they're, you know, attacking their favourite end where their fans are based behind. So, you know, I look at it mixed. I look at it, as I say, from being 1-0 up, yes, you like to think that you go on and win the game, but you've got no given right to do that. You know, no one's turned around and got a given right to turn around and do this and do that in this league. And, you know, all teams, as we've got to understand as well, when you look at their league position at the present time, it's because they're sitting in the bottom reaches of the league. They don't become easier games. You know, I know it's a different game and it's away from our game tonight, but when you see, you know, Bournemouth losing that 1-0 at home against Dover, you know, it tells you teams at the bottom become battle and hard places. It ain't an easy pitch to play on, it was heavy, but as I say, you know, we can't be too despondent on the grounds. As I say, the last 10-11 minutes we've landed up playing with 10 men, one each, we haven't got beat, you know. And if someone would have turned around and said to me, like, the two games, Halifax at home, Maidenhead away, you take 4 points out of 6, it's not a bad return.